Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is Thursday, June 12th, 2025. Can you believe it? Let's have some fun with this. We are, what, 3 or 4 days away from halfway there? Halfway there. I love this part of year. It's when I start thinking about what resolutions I'll fail at next year. It's like, you know what? 6 months in. That's the greatest thing that, and I'm being very sarcastic, the greatest thing about resolutions, New Year's resolutions, is that you'll know, like right now, the not any major changes or anything like that, but you, Fat Boy, you, Paige, you, yeah, in the work truck, the hard-working man, the hard-working women across this country,
my time,
the ones that are here the right way, if you will, you're probably the same way. You get about that halfway point, and you're like, or maybe it's not even a halfway point. Maybe it's like the end of summer when you're like, God, I look like crap going to poo this year. Not poop, but poo.
Oh, yeah, the poo.
Yeah. No one does the L in pool in the South. We don't. Like, oftentimes, I think Yankees and others come here and think that we're going to go lounge around in some feces because we say we're going down to sit in the poo for a little while. Like, what?
No, we're not.
Yeah, stinking ass.
The summer transformation started in April, I believe. That's what everybody was saying, at least.
It's a weird season because, like, around here, which is an awful song, very depressing. I don't like what he did to Aniston, that guy.
You don't like just the song or the band? I love
Counting Crows. Oh, yeah. Around here. I like Black Crows over Counting Crows.
Yeah, they're good. Yeah.
I like them both.
Would. That's you, Paige.
For
you
different
don't ever
reasons.
Pick a side.
Why don't they tour
if
together?
If I had to pick a side, it would be the Black Crowes, hands down.
Well, you, so, yeah, you did.
Yes.
Yeah.
We won. I mean, they get me dancing. They just...
They give you dancing?
They get me dancing.
Oh, they get you.
Yeah, they just get me going. If they start singing Bad Luck Blue Eyes, I'm gone.
Oh, you know they will, because they're cool again.
Yeah,
they're Chris cool. And Rich don't hate each other anymore.
Yeah.
It's fun what... Needing money will do for people. That bridge will almost burn itself if there's money on the... Or excuse me, the bridge will almost build itself back if there's money on the other side.
I see that.
If both people that have access to the bridge... It's almost like Germany was. You had the wall there. And there's some on some. You got to think, too. Did some of the people... Is it like the grass is greener on the other side? Did some of the East Germans say... You know, y'all act like it's bad over there, but you should see it over here. I wish we could come over there. And they're both sticking their heads over the wall, wanting to go. Yeah.
What's it like over there? Is it any better?
I see the cows do it. They'll sit there, and I've seen all animals do it, where they will stick their head through a fence to eat grass on the other side.
Oh, yeah.
They standing in grass.
Goats are bad about this.
Well, I think the cows are smart enough to realize they're not... peeing and dumping all over that grass.
Yeah.
It's grass they're not peeing or dumping on.
And then goats get stuck. They get stuck a good bit.
I remember that boar that time that got stuck in the fence. That was the... Dude, I'm going to tell you something. I think back to that moment. Whew! I get the shivers. It was sad. His tooth got caught in the fence. And
oh, the tooth.
Yeah.
Oh,
like the big fang. And He was stuck, and he was squealing like the Think about, you've heard a whimpering of an injured dog. Imagine that on a big, probably 100-pound hog with big ass tooth stuck in. And
how do you get it out?
So it's one of them things where you like, they probably like vets and stuff probably prep for things like this. You know, the way firemen do, where they go and practice putting out a fake burning building.
Well, they burn their arms first, like as an initiation.
Is that right?
Just to see if they can take it.
Is it like the taste that the cops get?
Yeah.
Like you, Doug. Remember that?
You get look at a fireman. He's got a burn on his arm. That's what it is. Light each other on fire.
Yeah, that's wild. That's wild. The point there again is gone, but...
You know what this time of year is for real? Mm. It's where people start saving up for Christmas. Start shopping for it.
Oh, gosh. Too soon.
I usually do that in November.
Oh,
I thought it was July.
Well, you know, it's actually today, like, is the official day.
The official day of the shopping season?
No, I don't know. It's just, you know.
Oh, you're being a smart ass to her.
Yeah, because she was trying to call me out on something, so I was going back.
I wasn't.
I was like, I want to hear the...
You know how she gets.
You know, I'm fine with it. I'm ready for that. It's so hot.
You see all these massive Christmases. You're like, how the hell can you afford it? And they're like, well, we started early.
Yeah, they started early, but like, does that mean like their life kind of sucked a little more throughout the year, so that a day in December was really nice? I mean, I guess it's always been that way, huh?
Some people, I don't get this, like to give other people gifts. Like they love it.
You don't get it?
Like I don't, like, man, they love it.
We kind of just got rid of that once the kids came along. In my family, we just buy for the children.
I love doing that. I love doing it. Like, I tell him every time, and he's out of town, so he can't hear this right now. I love these shows when, you know, the boss is not around. Oh, I'm still good. I got the internet.
Yeah, he's going to check
again.
He's standing like on the beach or wherever he's at. No, he's not at the beach. I actually know where he's at.
You better look out, Chattanooga. The boss might be coming through.
He's sitting there with his finger pushed into his ear.
Yeah. Let's go. Let's check his mountain out.
Riding a roller coaster. Oh, God. 5 seconds late already. Oh, we're going down the hill. Ah, they're late again. Damn it.
If you see a bald guy in Chattanooga and you hear a yeah.
Yeah.
You know where that yell came from.
If you hear some Gordon Lightfoot coming from a cell phone.
And they look like they could be a fringe character off Star Trek.
Yep.
Yeah. Like one of those little ancillary characters. They never talk. If they do, it's like grunts. Like, yeah, it is good. Things like that. That could be our boss.
Now fires.
Yeah. What you guys doing up here?
Did you guys save some room for dessert? Yeah. Was your omelet good, sir?
It was good.
You better look out. Gritting his teeth and bobbing his eyes real big.
You better look out, Rambin. He might just pop in and say, yeah.
He always wants you to circle back.
Let me run the board for a second.
Circle back. CC me on that. God loves emails.
Let's discuss.
Loves it. I kind of hate it. I'm to the point where I hate email now because it's so like, with a text, like it's right there and it's kind of like, you know, like if I don't respond to the text, I leave the banner up on my text. On my phone.
Oh, okay. So just so you know to go back to it.
Yeah. That's one thing that I've, because, you know, driving down the road or whatever, sometimes it'll auto connect to your screen and it's like, hey, that sucks because, you know, if someone's in the car, they're reading your text. And also it sucks because you're also driving, so you're not really thinking about it. Now, the danger, don't text and drive, all that stuff.
The thing I do with the boss a lot is I'll type out an angry response and I'll delete it. Just so I got it out there.
See, I used to do that and send them.
I send them. I'm like, you sent this email already. I read the first one.
I will not forget. I almost was going to get it as a tattoo, but I was like, I'd look like a hippie or someone of an alternate lifestyle. But I was going to get the phrase, pause, set, reset, because that was what my therapist would always say when use it in every. Now, I don't want to teach you, the listener, that because it will really decrease our FOF line calls.
It really would.
But the pause, like when you get real, real mad. My problem was with email from, since you're not so much listeners, but it was like, stuff here at work.
Yep.
And I just, this was before talk to text. I was really fingering, just going, and I'm awful, henpecking, just awful. But I'd
henpecker.
I'd be in the moment thinking, And I'd just send them things.
I know, man. It got awkward from time to time.
Well, that was with COVID time where, you know, hardly was anyone except for us ever in the same room for a long, long time. Still. And you kind of lost that being able to talk to each other. So everything had to be digital, and it was just
5 years running.
But I've gotten better at that, though. I've quit responding to any emails now.
That's smart.
Really helped me to not send really mean ones back.
God, I do that too. Delete a lot of them.
I do. I would go back and look and say, go look in your drafts and feel like, boy, that was a good idea. You didn't send that one. It's fun to go back and look at now, like, oh, wow, look how my life could have really drastically changed had I hit send on this. That's kind of wild to look at.
I will email somebody in the building a running tally of new hires. We have an over-under. Usually sits at 3.5 months to start out with.
Remember the time we thought that there was an undercover sting here at the, not talking about Steve Borden, but like a police operation. Not a police operation, but where we were trying to be, don't allude to it at all, but the thing about we thought we were trying, that someone was trying to coax us into doing something wrong. And
oh, don't you want to say what it was?
Uh-oh.
That makes it suck, man.
Can you Smokey and the Bandit it real quick?
Because let me...
I'm really just doing this to see if you really added it to the main board like you said you were.
Oh, no, I didn't. See, but I'm. You know what?
That's what I have.
I'm going to.
Yeah, you going to? It really helps us to, you know... it's a thing I want to point out, and I'm going to get to why I'm even pointing this out later on the show, so there's your tease, Mark.
Oh, what do I got? I got to take something out.
But you have to take something out for that?
I'm going to have to take this out.
Well, you have to realize that when you listen to our podcast, it is live to tape. So that means we are live right now. It's 6:12 a.m. Oh, my God. It's 6:12 on 6:12.
Oh, my God.
Look at that.
Make a wish, right? Do we make wishes? Hurry.
Already did.
Most of mine have come true now. I got to think of something new.
I know what I can take out.
Okay, I got one. Okay. Hurry. You got one, Paige?
Yes.
6:12.
Yes.
Folks listening, don't text in. Make your wish. Okay, it's 6:13. Wishes are over.
This will be the last time you ever hear this. All right, it's gone.
Oh, yeah, I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that.
Hit the bricks, toots.
I'm fine with that. So when you hear our podcast, it is... Later, you're listening to it later on, but it was like when you listen to traditionally a podcast, it could have been taped weeks ago. Now, same thing with the regular radio, too. We know some people, hell, I ain't going to say they're in this building. They are, but I ain't going to say it, that, you know, tape stuff ahead of time. And it would sound more polished, and some would say maybe a better show if you taped it. But you're not in the moment. You're not an element. You don't take live phone calls. With that, if something happened and like Trump deported like the telephone lines, like I would not maybe want to do the show as much without that being able to talk to people. I'm dead serious. I mean, sometimes you get, am I right here? That's why we go eat out.
I mean, it's your opinion. Yeah.
Okay. Not like that, Paige. Quit doing that with your fingers.
I didn't.
It's like, that's not a good example. I was going to say watching a live movie that they just shoot it live.
Well, yeah, but we're going to forget why we were going to play Smokey and the Bandit. But doing the Smokey and the Bandit, it allows us to have a quick conversation off the air but not leaving you, the audience, with dead air. And everyone loves the theme song from Smokey and the Bandit. It's called Eastbound and Down.
So are we doing it for real right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wasn't that a fun song? Mm-hmm. And it allows us to have a conversation that could have possibly caused us some sanctions of some kind.
Yeah, like you don't want to sit on hold and have good music.
God, this would actually be like, I never thought of this as like a topic for this show. But we could do like a mini one now. And so if you're at work, no matter where you work, but if you've got work that has company email, let's say that, any kind of job that has company email, if you got to the job site or the office or the hospital or wherever, and a coworker on company email sends you and a coworker, it was me and Fat Boy, an email offering us
someone out of the blue. Like, we hear from this person occasionally, but
yeah, it's not like inner circle types.
No.
Should I go full on descriptive? I mean, it's not like crazy, but like, I don't want to also, like, I like the person.
That's the thing.
I don't want them to hear it and think that I'm like, I'm just, this is more less making fun of my paranoia, perhaps.
Well, I mean, it was well placed, so we were taken aback.
I don't eat food that I don't know the source of, no matter what, like, except for at restaurants.
Which is really
sweet. Look, it's out of sight, out of mind. I know, I'm weird. How'd you get that damn big without being so picky? Heard it my whole life.
I understand it, though.
You get an email out of the blue saying, hello, guys. I'm trying to do this not as a man or a woman. Hello, guys. Me and so-and-so, my partner, no, they're not gay either, and they're not in business. I just don't want to say if they're married. I know. The partner thing, like, you got to give me a little wink if it means you're gay. You got to give me something, because otherwise I think you're in business with that person, or you're not committed. Yep. You're just rooming together.
You're just hooking up.
Hey, guys, step by my area today. And again, he was talking about his cubicle or office area, not his privates.
Nope.
Stop by my area today. I have brought some marijuana brownies. You could have one. And I was looking at Fat Boy, and I was like, that seems weird to me, man. Like, I'm sure the intentions were not weird. Because
real specific?
Very specific with things.
And I felt like it was kind of bolded when it was typed out. So, yeah, which is kind of odd, too. Like, it tried to, like, that's the first thing you'd see in the email if you opened it. Like, your eyes would go there first.
Was it bolded or italicized?
It was one or the other. Like, say, it definitely
was it
stood
underlined?
Out. Just those, like, few words.
It wasn't in all caps. Out. It was not screaming it at us.
No.
And,
I'm like, what is going on here?
That just struck me as very odd. Even, like, I mean, I'm not against people sharing marijuana brownies.
I didn't take that person for that type of...
Uh-uh. That's why it seems sus and sketch to me.
Like, you getting hacked or...
On company email. Like, you could just, like... That's the kind of conversation somebody walks up to you at work and they look in both ways. Like, they're either about to flash you or sell you a gold chain.
Like, what are you trying to... What are you trying to do to your boys here?
Hey, you guys want some... And set it like a narc. Like, most people would say pot brownie. Marijuana brownies. Very specific.
The same people that run Three Card Monte also have the same look. So the cops don't come bust it up when that shoulder. Hey, you want some drugs? I just boofed them, man. Let me pull them out real quick. Let me look this way. Let me look that way.
God. No crap.
You ever smoked a dookie joint? I'm telling you, you'll get higher than you got before.
I didn't even respond. I responded to the email. I'm good, thanks. But I wanted to go down there and say, listen, Lance Storm, if you're going to do this stuff, you need to do that on the, like, don't even text about that crap, I don't think.
Like, you better get WhatsApp and then go that way so it's, you know, at least encrypted.
God, you know, they are doing a marketing ploy right now that, I mean, it is working. If you follow any, and I don't follow tech stuff, I follow, like.
I didn't know about it until soldiers we had in here talked about it.
Like
the vets would use
it. See, that's what conspiratorial mind of mine thinks. It's like Zoom just popped right in during COVID, and then WhatsApp seemed to have been, I'll just tell you, in my mind, it was something that the government started to actually do what they say they're not doing. And they started it. Again, it's out there, I know, but you're just going to start that because it's encrypted so soldiers can text about military plans? That strikes me. But then again, we're talking about the same government that CC'd a damn news reporter in an email talking crap.
What a...
Like, to the press.
Yeah. It's like... With emojis.
And then even said something like, that guy hacked his email. Like, come on, dude. I'm older too now, but like, you know that ain't true. You was probably buzzed or something and accidentally tapped on the wrong contact and boom.
People got so surprised. at those text, you know, exchanges. But we're all like that.
I'm surprised it hasn't happened before. Like, you know, I mean, that's a good thing. Imagine where we would be if, like, the internet had been around the entire time. Like,
oh, man.
That's where you get those thoughts of, like, dystopian.
We wouldn't have. We would have had different childhoods.
We wouldn't have invented the car because we wouldn't have went nowhere. And that's like school, for instance, like that just did with that bad grammar.
Buses.
Yeah. We wouldn't go nowhere.
Nope. Everybody would have YouTube. Everybody would have a YouTube channel.
Andy Warhol. Everyone's going to get their 15 minutes of fame.
Plus, there'd be millions of other people looking like him just for a video.
Yeah.
Look, I'm Andy Warhol.
Wouldn't it have been great if the movie Fame was only 15 minutes long? You go in there, you pay your $5.50, $6, whatever it was then, and you get in there and it's like, Fame! And they dance for like 15 minutes, like, ah.
That song that's
You didn't see that in small print there, where it said Fame real big above it, it said 15 minutes.
Make a little quibby.
A little quibby, yeah.
What if Rent, everybody had the Rent in the beginning of the play?
What if they have a guy dressed like the Pope and he's the landlord and he's walking around with an offering plate?
What if the play Cats was they're all sitting there licking each other and that's all it was?
Do they have buttholes though?
They got the little things that cover it.
Okay, that's fine.
I don't remember if they had him in the movie or not.
No, that was the thing, right? They did show them or they didn't. I didn't see Paige, you saw it. Cats.
Oh, I've seen it a few times.
No, but the movie version. Yeah. Like, there was some big thing about either their buttholes were, like, completely out, and it was kind of weird, or
they weren't there.
They were not at all.
Yeah, they didn't have any orifices.
It's like certain superheroes, like, their nipples were always hard, but they never had any junk down there.
No, the cod piece. Yeah. They added the nipples to, I think, George Clooney's
But,
Batman.
Like, nobody ever had a couple bulges of balls, but they had hard nipples. All of them did. Like, except Wonder Woman. She didn't, oddly enough.
If you're Superman, you would have the biggest set in the world, right?
You'd think.
I would
in the galaxy.
Would.
Man of Steel.
I would respect him more if he had, you know, huge nuts. Like, that's my Superman right
Clark
there.
Clark Kent had kind of a high pitch. Like, you think, who's got the big ones?
That's Bane. Bane's got big ones.
Yeah. Or I'm Thang. Bane. Thang's got big ones. Thing has no problems with erectile dysfunction either.
Oh,
who is that one?
Thang, the guy that's always hard. So like you know, he's like made of clay, I think, but he's ripped. I don't know the backstory on that one. Rob Young.
Oh, I know you're talking about.
You said
now, yeah.
Thang. Yeah, well, I don't say Thing ever in my life.
Thing. He's in the new Fantastic Four, right? That's about to come out.
Ooh, Thing?
Thing?
Yeah, Thing is in that.
My character is
Thing. No, it
Thing.
Sounds like Mike Tyson talking about Sting. But when I say that, no, I'm not. Is the music already playing?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
If you have to ask.
It has. You know what? That's a good rule of thumb.
Yeah. Right,
whatever rule of thumb means, that's what that means right there.
Well, I like that one.
Yeah. It is Thursday, and if you didn't know that, is. And you thought you knew what that meant.
Could be different now.
You thought you knew what that meant.
Could be changed, swapped up.
Are we going to have a Facebook fussin' or a Facebook funeral? You're going to find out in the 7 o'clock hour. And this right here is... I will take credit for it. This is like Inception. It's going to be like Inception. I'm not giving it away yet, but it's going to be like Inception.
A lot of dumb people don't know what that movie like,
that's
what
a
happened.
Great point. That's where we can talk in code. It's like being a vendor at the Jockey Lot. You're sitting there talking crap about the customers. They have no clue. You're just smiling and say, oh, okay, they're local. Thank you. Love these oranges.
This dummy's bought a goat that is about to die.
Come on, man. That was a horse.
I sold this guy a goat that's got cancer for $10. I didn't tell him.
Look. You trust people you buy things
That's
from.
That's terrible.
You can't get a bill of sale on a goat.
He gave me the horse years in human years, but it was really in horse years.
Should have put him down.
I sold him a gay goat, and he don't know about it yet.
You should have put him down.
Well, I mean, if
the
it's
guy who
suffering,
sold the old horse?
Yeah, I would know. I would know.
Oh.
But if the horse is
the Lord put that
horse
down.
If the horse is suffering.
I thought you meant put the guy down. Like, well, you suck as a horse seller.
You mean like talk down to him?
Yeah.
I thought she meant like take him out behind the barn. Which I'll tell you.
Oh wow!
I've had to do that one time. We took that animal in the barn. It was odd. I didn't want to do it out in front of the neighbors.
Yeah.
Or the animals to see it.
The other ones would be traumatized.
Yeah.
So imagine what happened if Old Yeller was a chick and she took the dog behind the barn.
Ooh.
I wouldn't hear no gunshots. You heard a lot of
a good thing.
Lapping up. And.
But you don't want anything to suffer.
Yeah, but
if you can't help it.
If you live in the South, I don't care even if you live in downtown Greenville, there's those nights where you go out on the patio or the back deck and it's so quiet and then all of a sudden you'll hear them. Bang, 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 bang. You're like, I hope that's fireworks.
Yeah, I heard it the other morning.
Is it Memorial Day still? Like, what's with this? Oh, they're just doing Target. They're just doing Target.
You're going to wake up the homeless people on the benches.
That would be my neighborhood.
I think it's that way all around. Like, if it's in, you know, Compton, for instance,
yeah.
I think it will probably not be. It could be fireworks and real gunfire.
I mean, it could be because I know that I like to Target practice, so.
Paige's neighborhood is the side of town you want to live in, but it, like her neighborhood specifically is like Boys in the Hood.
It
like
got
right
bad
in the middle of it.
Like in the last year.
No, God, don't say that.
Yeah, it's good.
I mean, I'm not being demeaning to either side when I say don't say that, but like, you know, I mean, you don't.
I saw Doughboy running through her parking lot.
I mean, if you want, I don't care. I mean, I don't. Right. I wouldn't want that laid out there about me. You don't. I'm
she
taking
says
up
it.
For you right now.
She says it.
I've been in her home. You ain't.
I used to live near her.
I don't count.
But where she's at is.
That's like saying I'm a Baptist because I live near a church. Oh.
Like, I was literally maybe a mile away and it was safer.
Paige, remember 5 minutes ago he said we were running late?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you this.
He keeps talking about himself.
Hey, if we already at this point, we might as well.
I have a good story to get to in headlines.
You can't put the toothpaste back in the gun or whatever it is.
Guac. You can't put the guac back in the gun.
Can't put the bullet back in the drawer.
Give me back my bullets, by the way. Paige.
Yes. Give me back my son.
I will give us a little tease of what you're working on.
All I have to say, and you're going to correct me on the way I pronounce this. I know it. You wouldn't believe what a guy did with Spam and Wiener sausages.
God, come on.
I mean, it's
you
just
got
like,
close.
Yeah, it's.
I know.
I explained this to a Yankee friend of mine. Think of that grotesque city you have to drive through to go to Myrtle Beach. It's called Ainer.
Vi-Ainer.
So say Vi-Ainer.
Plus, you don't have to say sausages after it.
No, people know. Like it's combining Vienna and Wieners is Vi-Ainers.
Vi-Ainers.
Yeah. So well, somebody you just said put them in their rectum or what?
Well, that's your imagination.
Oh,
we make it happen.
I was reading a passage of my diary page.
Journal?
It is a journal. That's right. Damn it. I forgot. All right. Headlines with Paige right after this. Good morning, everybody.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe.
Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Better got mine.
Hello.
What a conversation.
I'm going through
that. That boy's talking about gets in his.
Oh, he did.
He's got to gets his.
He wants his. He's.
I agree with him.
You
on
know
that,
how
though.
He is.
I want to gets mine.
You know how he gets.
You got me so nervous.
He doesn't
now.
Get his.
No. I was saying the non-response was to the.
Okay.
Before we get all carried away, can I just say
I like how you say carried away.
That people headlines don't use that much brought anymore. To us by Gosling Electric. Now begin.
I'm going here.
Okay.
Sure. I'm not being like passive aggressive. I'm just letting you go though.
Sure, that's fine. Well, this man.
See, that's not that aggressive right there.
That was a comeback at it.
It's fine though.
You goober.
Let's agree to agree that I'm right and you're wrong. Let's go.
You're always right.
Oh, did it again. 2 for 2.
It's all about you. Here we go.
Yeah, man. She's talking like you, mama. You hear her?
Keep going.
Y'all women share one soul. You really do. Y'all the same.
Cut from the same cloth.
Evil. Evil, evil, evil. Y'all say the same thing about us. Like, you equate the snake and the sin to our penises. You know you do.
Yeah. Yeah, like we got some, like, control
over. Yeah, trouser snake. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, centipede.
Okay.
Yeah. So, for real, tell us about this, awful story.
Speaking of, well, there's a 70-year-old man by the name of Patrick Mitchell.
Oh, it's full retirement age.
And this happened on May 30th, but he pleaded not guilty. So what is this all about? He was arrested for, you said, what did you think he did? He had sex with.
What?
Please, no.
I said he had sex with who?
A Viking or sausage? That wasn't a
oh, I think I didn't say sex
what
with
did
him.
You say?
I think he said boofing him.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
which technically, depending on your definition, it could be that.
Honestly, when you said being a sausage, I got a little distracted.
Yeah,
I thought it was a different story.
He started thinking about lips and buttholes from Austria.
Oh, all right. Yeah. So,
oh, it's so beautiful.
Ring general.
He got arrested for peeing on a pallet of Spam and Wiener sausages.
Do I need to get the hot music ready?
At God. Sam's Club near Orlando.
Oh,
extra
no.
pickled.
So there was a pallet of Wiener.
Yeah,
I'm trying.
You did it.
Sausages.
You can do it, Paige. I'm your Bella Caroli.
Also got hit, and they had to throw everything away. More than
not even to the. I mean, there's
3,300 cans.
Like. I mean, that's that seems so wasteful.
Was Bonnie Blue not available, so he just went for the Spam?
Like, you could go feed it to animals. I mean, like, you could. Like, you could.
I mean, he sounds like he has a sprinkler.
They shake hands by sniffing butts.
Goats pee on their own face.
They do. They really.
How do they do that?
Pandas as well.
You ever seen a goat's gimmick? Not only can he reach his head around, but he has long...
They should like say, goats. Like, hung like a goat, because, I mean, they are.
One of my dear best friends did goats with yoga, or the... Is that what it's called? Yoga and goats, or whatever.
Goat yoga?
Yeah. Well, I don't know what it's called, where you go to...
I dress as Elsa and do frozen yoga.
Some field and...
Thank
and,
you.
And do yoga with
thank
kids.
You. Little kids are popping for that one right now. They
she
love that
loved
one.
It. So yeah, they're up.
It's early in the summer.
Yeah, you're right, kiss my ass.
If you can do yoga with them.
I hear you. Yeah. I also hear this heckler but asshole. Yes, I'm sorry.
God dang it.
Well,
that's his new moniker.
All right. Oh, Lord.
Are we taking a tally? Do we have a jar?
Do you want to take a couple?
Sure. All right. So there are more than 3,300 cans of Wiener sausages, 2,700 cans of Spam, worth a total of $10,585 worth of merchandise. Jeez. That this man urinated on and ruined.
God, it's hot there.
Yeah. He said he didn't do it. So
first off, I'm not mad at you, fat boy, at all. I'm mad at myself right now.
I'm mad at you. You hog all the cuss words.
Well, I don't want to have any of them. I mean, that's got to be a nice thing that, like, I y'all make me feel very comfortable. Or I can.
I love this.
It's you guys' fault. I love it. Make it so comfortable in here.
After Patrick Mitchell zipped up his pants, he wandered around the snack section for a while, and then he sat down on some patio furniture for about 10 minutes. Then paid for everything and his cart, and then he left the store.
And they just let him walk out.
They were able to ID him from.
Well, he did leave DNA laying there.
Should have called Bonnie
from
Blue.
Using his Sam's Club card, which, you know, you don't do that.
You know, there's a certain place where you, and I won't allude to it.
You want to get busted.
Because I think we partner with them. I got no issues with them. But, and I'm a big fan because I'm a member of their club and I keep it on my keychain. Like, every time I drive my car, I'm giving y'all free advertising. And I'm doing the self-scan, but I also am scanning my card at the beginning. And then they'll stand there and watch you like a hawk. Like, even if you're not doing anything, that you just feel like, why would I scan my card and literally tell you who I am and then also steal from you at the same time? They just stand there with their arms crossed, and they're just, like, literally staring a hole through you.
Well, they got phones in a certain market I go to in a certain neighborhood. or they can just watch you do it.
I get why, too, because I saw that YouTube video where the guy went in there and had a UPC code, whatever, sticker on his palm of his hand.
Yep.
And he was scanning the palm of his hand for like 59 cents or whatever it was, and was going through and getting Pokemon cards.
Wow.
It's like, you effed up thieves make it so messed up for all of us that just want to casually steal every once in a while.
I know. Plateaus.
Right.
All right, well, I'm Paige, and those are your guys' headlines.
Thank you, Paige. Fat boy, there's a lot going on in sports right now, actually.
Well, we'll tell you about DeMarcus Cousins.
We just won't
Cousins.
Have time to talk about it.
Yeah, I really won't.
DeMarcus Cousins, Lord have mercy.
But we'll work him in. What's Boogie up to now? He hasn't been in the NBA in a little bit, but he's still playing basketball. Or he was until he got suspended for the year.
I was not aware that until I started following the WNBA closer that most of the women, and I've learned a lot of the men, in the offseason go play in other countries.
Like the
women,
for sure.
They play year long, all year long.
The women have to because Paige Becker's the number one pick. $80,000 a year for WNBA salary.
I know.
Which, I mean, it's $80,000, but she's got more money in other leagues that she's invested into.
Well, there's one that's like that I like, and she's like well known and stuff. And her base is $200,000 a year, and in that city, that would be like making 40 here
for an athlete. That's nothing. I mean, Caitlin Clark had Nike money before she got.
Oh, she had Nike money. Well, so does Paige Beckers.
You got Nike money.
You got Nike money.
I'm sure Bonnie Blue's got Nike money.
Cam
too.
Brink got New Balance.
Nice.
Oh, yes, she does.
I want to get some lugs named after me. I
wouldn't brag about that one.
It's the Rise Guys. Good morning, everybody.
Wake up! And this is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I'd love to hear them argue.
The Rise Guys.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys. And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Oh, Boogie Cousins. What's he up to now? You know, DeMarcus Cousins, I think, still has the NBA record all time of technical fouls.
Oh, for real?
Is he or Rasheed Wallace? Is one of the two.
I thought, well, I knew that, you know, and I wasn't going to say Rasheed. I was going to say, Antoine.
Anton. The Draymond's trying to make a case for himself, too. He might be the active leader, but and then Ron Holland's going to get that way if he keeps fighting.
Which one, senior or junior?
Yeah, really. Well, Boogie's, he never got that big contract because he blew out his Achilles the first time in Sacramento. So he's been playing in the Puerto Rican Basketball League, making a little bit of money.
God. I wonder if they treat the players there the way they treat the wrestlers.
Probably. Most likely. He just got suspended for the rest of the season.
Paige, we had a female wrestler tell us one time that she was walking out to the ring in Puerto Rico and that some of the fans had urinated into cups and poured it over the balcony on her head.
No and then way. Before it got that to her, so Bonnie Blue stepped in and it got her instead.
I don't know who that is. I love their ice cream, though.
Y'all want that ice cream. So, Boogie has a fan interaction with somebody sitting courtside. He walks up to him. Now, you can't hear any audio, but from the video, Boogie, I'm trying to see how I can describe this. He wipes his nuts and then rubs his hand on the guy's face. And then a big brawl ensued, and players are fighting fans. It's like Malice in the Palace, Puerto Rican style.
God, yeah, that's a very good analogy right there. Yeah, yeah. I don't like situations like that. I don't want to be in big crowds where fights break out.
He's done for the year.
But I'm going to L.A. later today, so wish me luck.
Well, look, Somebody's got to fund the protest.
They say right? Their Home Depot's better.
Oh, good.
I want to go see.
You can go hand out waters or something.
Oh, hand out cocktails, maybe?
I'll go get autographs from freaking, who was the, what's the girl's name? Freaking deep, not, Stephanie Tanner. Oh, she's out there protesting, getting slung around.
It's slung in the ground. Well, we out of here. I'm telling you, 86 years ago, though, the Hall of Fame opened in Cooperstown.
Oh,
I got a buddy that's there right now, taking a summer trip.
For real?
Yeah.
No, oh, I have a request. I would like Venmo him. Seriously. Is he going to the museum? Because there's something that I need. I swear to God, I'm not kidding.
One of the cards?
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
Ty Cobb?
No, I got him. It's not a thing of value. It's just a personal thing to me that I like.
Hell yeah. Philip, if you're listening, be ready.
Lovely name.
Yeah, I'm done for real.
Okay, thank you. Is his last name,
I like how he ends.
Is his last name my panty line?
Dugas.
Philip my panty line. Thank you, Fatboy. That was great. Also,
it's not McCracken either.
I thought.
Oh wow!
I saw this first thing when I was defecating first thing this morning and checking social. That 34 years ago today, Michael Jordan and the Bulls won their first NBA championship.
Oh,
34 years ago.
Sucks they beat the Lakers, but that was the passing of the torch.
It was the passing of the torch. You are right, sir. All right, when we come back, we've teased you the last week or so. Facebook fussing. Are you? Do you love it? Are you tired of it? We are going to talk about the decision that has been made and then have a whole lot of fun with something. That's the best tease I can do. I don't want to totally give it away, but we're going to have a whole lot of fun with this big mess.
Oh, a lot of feedback. A
lot of feedback. Yes, sir. It is the Rise Guys. Happy Thursday.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.